Podcast today's show at rte.ie/todaywithseanorourke.
And back now to the new mortgage lending rules. The construction of new houses, according to one report in the Irish Independent today, has stalled since the Central Bank first published its proposals in October. Joining me now is Tom Parlin, Director General of the Construction Industry Federation. First of all, Tom Parlin, had matters been stalled up to this clarification last evening by the Governor?
Yeah, I think very much so. Like, the actual figure for last year was 11,160 houses. So, like, while that was a substantial increase on the previous, it's from a really, really low base. And the SRI and others saying that we need 25,000 houses. So the 11,000 houses is very low. But CSO figures just out today showing that nationally house prices just went up 0.4%. 0.4% in December, and in Dublin 0.2%. So it stalled the building, but it also stalled any price increase as well.
Yeah, but if you look at the price or the price increase for the whole year, it's 16.3% in the year to December. So that's quite a significant rise, and it's I think comparable to a 16.2% increase up to November. So that's, as you say, things levelled off. But what do you
but
think?
But I think it's still so, Sean, that the prices are 35.6% below peak, which is a factor, obviously, as well, you know.
But you're not suggesting, or are you, that you'd like to see them going back to peak prices?
No, absolutely not. But, like, we're only two-thirds of peak, so I think there's a bit of scope.
Right.
But I think the one thing that's guaranteed with the central bank's new requirements is that the likelihood of a credit fuel boom is very little with the amount of credit that is around at the moment. And I have no doubt that it will dampen recovery of the level of house building in the Dublin area in particular. I think in other areas, and that really mean outside of Dublin, where demand is still very low and prices are, you know, fairly well below the 220 limits, it won't have any impact there. But certainly where the demand and where the supply, as has been said in your previous issue there, where the supply is the problem, it isn't certainly going to give any impetus to supply, only I suspect and would worry that it'll dampen.
Why would you say that? Surely the reason development plans stalled was because of the uncertainty introduced by the central bank saying we're going to regulate for this. But now, as Michael Noonan has said, we have the clarity, we have the certainty, so people can go ahead with their plans and move on.
Well, I think the new requirements, they will impact certainly on the first-time buyers and their ability to secure adequate mortgage. And that, in turn, I think will have a... It will mean that the people, the house builders, will even have a more conservative approach to any speculative house building. And house building is speculative. You've got to decide, apply for your planning permission, take maybe 15 months to 2 years to get the planning, and then start digging foundations, putting concrete in the ground, spending money, and eventually, like 2.5 years later, you'll have a sale. So I think, you know, when we have a situation, and like I've had meetings recently with Minister of Finance, the Taoiseach, and the IMF about the impediments to house building and to construction activity, and we've outlined them. But this certainly is not going to improve the situation. I agree it does bring certainty, and it means that a 350,000 mortgage now, you will need about 13.7% of a deposit, as opposed to what has been proposed of a 20%.
Yes, but do you not think it's possible to provide starter homes for first-time buyers for a lot less, even in Dublin, than €350,000?
Well, there's a number of factors in terms of the cost of a house, and site cost is one of them. And sites are more expensive in Dublin. I know for a couple of years there, land price was nearly written down to zero in situations where there was all sorts of difficulties and write-offs and so on. So land is a factor. And then there's the cost of labour and the cost of materials. And if anything, they are going to increase, because labour, you know, was somewhat cheaper in the very, very little demand time. But there's no question about it. We're probably, if there's a big lot of activity on the social housing and otherwise, we will have some skill shortages. So labour won't go down. Materials won't go down, maybe with the but they're mainly indigenous anyhow. So a weaker euro isn't much of a help there. So the other big areas are 13.5% VAT, which the Exchequer takes. We don't have any VAT in the north of Ireland on housing or in the UK. There's the Part 5 contribution, which is basically originally politically designed to be a tax on developers to provide a contribution to social housing. But, of course, it is the person who pays for the house that pays that. And then we have local contributions. So there's still a very substantial amount of money going to the Exchequer. Previously, it used to be agreed across the board that 40% of the sale of a house, price sale, went to the Exchequer. Some of my members now would say it's near to 50%. So So there's not great scope to reduce the cost of the house in Dublin, unfortunately.
What do you think the number achieved of new house construction or new home construction will be in 2015?
Well, since the figure came out at the 11,116, I think about 3,200 of those are in Dublin. I have sort of surveyed my members and the expertise within the CIF, and they would say about an extra 2,000 houses is what we can expect at the moment. And in terms of looking, and I know NAMA have big plans to increase development in apartments and so on, but with the delays in planning and so on and planning changes, very little of that is going to happen in 2015. And I think that's the big challenge that the industry needs and that the government have, is to try and take out some of the delays and let's get moving. And likewise, the $3.5 billion that is proposed to be spent on social housing. When I've seen different questions to the Minister for the Environment and to the Taoiseach recently, a very, very small number, a modest enough number of new bills in 2015.
Okay, we leave it there. Tom Parlin, Director General of the Construction Industry Federation, thank you very much indeed for joining us.